India targets 2-nanometer, 3-nanometer chips by 2032. What Tier 2 GCCs want from Budget 2026? Anthropic CEO's AI warning. The India-EU FTA could propel India's electronic exports to nearly $50 billion by 2031.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with semiconductors, because this is one of the biggest focus areas for India right now. Now, the country is aiming to manufacture 3-nanometer chips and eventually even 2-nanometer chips by the early 2030s. This was outlined by Union IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav while interacting with startups under the Design Linked Incentive Scheme. He said by around 2029, India should be able to design and manufacture chips that cover about 70 to 75% of domestic applications. Cutting edge is today. Now, this roadmap will be a core part of what is being called Semicon 2.0, and it will draw lessons from how countries like South Korea, Taiwan, and Japan built their semiconductor ecosystems. The minister also said that the current DLI approach is working. Providing EDA tools, IP access, and multi-project wafer support has helped startups make tangible progress. Now, some background here. Right now, there are 24 startups under the DLI scheme. The next phase aims to scale that to at least 50 fabless chip companies. So under DLI 2.0, which will be merged into Semicon 2.0, the focus will be on 6 chip categories: compute, RF, networking, power management, sensors, and memory. So with these 6, India can build most major systems, from defense and railways to automobiles and electronics. In short, India is trying to build a full pipeline from chip design to advanced manufacturing over the next decade. Moving on to Global Capability Centers, or GCCs. The conversation is now shifting from just growth to sustainability, especially outside of the big metros. We spoke to multiple experts who said the next phase of GCC expansion depends on how fast India can make Tier 2 cities competitive. This also ties in with what Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announced earlier. A national framework will be set up to guide states in promoting GCCs in Tier 2 cities. The sector is expected to contribute to about 3.5% of India's GDP by 2030. India already has more than 1,800 GCCs, so the base is strong. But according to Zinnov CEO Pari Natarajan, the challenge now is not growth, it's sustainability and long-term competitive edge. That means moving up the value chain, handling more complex work, and making sure cities beyond Bengaluru, Hyderabad, Pune, and Gurugram can deliver the same reliability. Industry leaders have also stressed that execution at the state level is critical. Politics alone won't be enough without strong infrastructure, talent pipelines, and stable regulatory framework. Moving on to AI, well, Anthropic CEO and co-founder Dario Amodei has published an essay warning that powerful AI systems pose a serious civilizational challenge. So the essay, which he calls The Adolescence of Technology, says AI could reach extremely advanced levels in just 1 to 2 years. He compares it to having a country of geniuses in a data center. He says such capability would be a major national security concern and something governments need to take more seriously. Amodei believes both companies and governments need to act. Companies by building guardrails and government through regulation and oversight. One major risk he highlighted is bioterrorism. He says AI could make dangerous biological knowledge easier to access. He also flags geopolitical risks where countries could use AI dominance to gain power over others and points to China as a key concern in that context. Another issue, of course, is job losses. He has earlier warned that a huge share of entry-level white-collar jobs could be displaced in the next few years. Now, for context, Anthropic has raised $13 billion to date at a whopping $183 billion valuation and is reportedly in talks to raise more. The core message is simple. AI brings enormous power and society may not yet be fully prepared to manage its impact. And finally, the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement, which could reshape India's electronic sector. Industry estimates say this FTA could help scale India's electronic exports to nearly $50 billion by 2031, up from about $18 billion today. Over the next decade, exports could even cross $100 billion if value chain integration deepens. So this includes mobile phones, IT hardware, consumer electronics, and emerging tech products. A key point is that the agreement provides preferential access across 99.6% of bilateral electronics trade. That effectively opens up the EU's $744 billion electronics market to Indian manufacturers. Now, industry body ICEA said the pact creates a credible pathway for export growth, supported by expanded manufacturing, job creation, and innovation. It also fits into the global shift towards more resilient and diversified supply chains. So in simple terms, this deal could push India deeper into global electronic supply chains at a time when the importance of that is being recognized worldwide. That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra R. Srikant signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.